man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com. In Algonquin mythology, the Thunderbird controls the upper world. In contrast, the underworld is controlled by the underwater panther of the Great Horned Serpent, from which the Thunderbird pecks humans by throwing lightning. And according to their legends, the Thunderbirds were ancestors of the human race and helped create the universe. The Menemy of Wisconsin tells of a great mountain that floats in the western sky upon which the Thunderbirds live. From there, they control the rain, and they are enemies of the great horned snakes called the Missinic. I butchered that, but we're going to keep going. But which they fight to prevent them from overrunning the earth and devouring mankind. They are said to be messengers of the great sun himself and delight in deeds of greatness. Welcome back to Have You Heard About Animals, Thunderbird Edition. So these sound like pretty cool cats, you know? They do
these
thing.
Seem like the good guys. I will say, I was very pleased to see we were finally doing a mythical creature that like wasn't a mean one.
Yeah, these guys seem pretty cool.
Yeah. They can stick around. Now, if I was reading correctly, Thunderbirds originate in the Pacific Northwest for indigenous tribes, correct? Yep.
That's what I read as well. They are native. I don't know how many Native American tribes. Don't quote me on that. But
there's
a good handful. Yeah, it's a good handful. I know the Algonquins. And also, please write in if I said that incorrectly, but that's from what I was told, how you said that. But for example, the Algonquins, they revere this as one of their protectors.
It's the figure that you see at the top of a lot of totem poles in that area.
Yeah, and whenever they shoot the lightning, apparently the thunder comes right behind it whenever they're fighting off the great horned beasts. They did say in Native American mythology, if you see one of these in the woods, that means a great thunderstorm is coming. And yeah, they symbolize power and strength that protected humans from evil spirits.
Now, my question is, how old is this the Thunderbird story?
I have it written down. Hold on. And by the way, the thunder also comes from, while I'm looking this up, the thunder also comes from their great wings that flap against the wind, and it creates a loud, like, thunder. But it's saying 1250, 1400 CE. And that's pretty old.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So there's already a little bit more validity to it, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. Honestly, I would not put it past this being actually true, like the bird actually existed.
Absolutely. Were some big old animals back in the day.
Yeah, they actually did find some massive birds that flew around in this time period, so I would not put it past anything that these birds did actually exist, because there have been some big birds that have existed. And honestly, if it was so big that it made noise, that could be mistaken as thunder. I could honestly believe this.
I also feel like, when have Native American tribes been wrong? Truthfully, I feel like they usually know what they're talking about.
I mean, I like combed through this, like the Sioux actually believed in this as well, and it protected them from reptilian monsters. I can't pronounce it. The Unktahila. I know I messed that up. And the Shawnee actually believed that thunderbirds were shapeshifters.
Oh, wow.
That changed their
now
appearance.
That I'm not sure about. I'm not sure about shapeshifting. But well, I feel like the creature itself actually existed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I believe that there were thunderbirds that actually existed. A lot of tribes believe that thunderbirds were considered highly sacred forces of nature and revered them as, in a general sense, gods. But it varied from tribe to tribe, as it seems.
Yeah, you pretty much just said all the information I knew.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine. I'm just going over what we've already said. So from what I've read as well, there in some tribes, there are called thunderers and thunder beings, the spirits of like particular attributes. And these thunderers or thunder beings are as a birds of prey or avian human hybrids, such as a person with a beak and some wings. And some images presented that the figure, chest forward and head profile, are these thunderers or like thunder beings, that these thunderbirds mated with humans in some way and created these human hybrids. So it's kind of interesting, like looking into the Native American like folklore, or not folklore, but myths and legends and religion, and how it like so deeply drives how their what's the word I'm looking for? Their culture.
Okay, well, if I had to give my opinion, this has been the most believable one yet.
Yeah, I could get behind believing this bird
actually
existed.
I fully believe the animal existed, whether or not the stories behind it are true or not. Don't really feel like that's up to me to decide if they're real or not, because it wasn't a part of my culture, but would fully believe that the animal exists.
Yeah, and a lot of Native American history think the thunderbirds are of sacred knowledge. So a lot of information that has been, from what I've read, a lot of information that has been passed down about thunderbirds is not actually available because they think of it as sacred texts and sacred knowledge. So a lot of it won't be found on here. But from what I've learned, you can go on YouTube and listen to a lot of stories if you want to hear about it. But that is all the information that we have on the thunderbirds.
They sound like some pretty cool guys.
They sound like cool cats.
Cool kitties.
But thank you for coming to episode 70 of Have You Heard About Animals? And we highly encourage y'all to go read more about thunderbirds and all the animals that we talked about in this season. And we'll see you in season 8.
Thank you for listening to us for 7 whole seasons. I'll catch y'all on the flippity flip.
Goodbye.
On the flippity flip.
Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review, a review and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.